To mark his first 100 days in office this week, Mayor de Blasio sat down one-on-one with WNYC City Hall and politics reporter Bridget Bergen. Their wide-ranging conversation touched on everything from policy plans for the days ahead to what music gets the mayor pumped. Here's a condensed version of the interview for a special edition of This Week in Politics.
What's new? What are the new items that will define the next 100 days?
Well, they're big pieces that we've talked about before, but they will be the focus of the next phase. Obviously, the 200,000 units of affordable housing. Huge impact this will have on New York City. We're talking about enough housing for 400,000 to 500,000 people in a city that desperately needs it. The focus on the housing authority, you know, continuing the progress on making repairs, for folks who have waited far too long for those repairs, and then going the next step of starting to actually upgrade the buildings with things like energy retrofits. And what I love about that is in the process, we can create job opportunities for people who live in those very same buildings. Obviously, we've made announcements on the aftermath of Sandy. There's a lot more to come. We have very specific new approaches that are going to help people who were affected by Sandy in very tangible ways. So, you know, lots of pieces that, again, they're not entirely new, but a lot more work's about to start on them. But by the way, some of the things we've started on already now go into a very intense implementation phase, most notably pre-K and after school. These next months of setting up all this new capacity, all these new seats, it's going to be very intense. It's going to take a lot of effort here at City Hall and at Department of Education and other agencies, and a lot of working at the community level.
Mentioning labor, do you feel like city workers should pay part of their health care costs like most other employees do?
Well, I think it's a broader question. I think we know our health care costs are high. We know that we have to be mindful of our fiscal future, and we have to take some steps to secure our fiscal future. We know that we need cost savings to come out of this negotiation process. One of the obvious places to look is health care, but there's lots of ways to approach it. In my platform, I talk about creating city clinics based on the Hotel Trades Council model, which is a just extraordinary approach and beloved by the workers in that union because all of the different services are under one roof. I'd love to see us explore that possibility for the city, but that has to be determined with our partners in municipal labor. I'm sure they have other ideas. So there's any number of ways we might approach the cost savings in general, and specifically when it comes to healthcare, I don't get into the business of saying here's the only way to do it because that's subject to negotiation.
There's still some open appointments in the administration, mm-hmm. One of them being in the fire department. Yep. I know the Women's Firefighter Association are interested in having the conversation about a woman fire commissioner. Is that something you would be open to?
Certainly be open to it. I think the concept we have at the fire department, we've obviously indicated already by settling the previous lawsuit, that we want to start to heal the mistakes of the past, the wounds of the past. It's time for the fire department to look like New York City. And I'm certain we're going to get there. And we're going to do it in a way that continues the extraordinary tradition of the fire department as an incredibly effective group of first responders. So I'm open to a commissioner of any background, but it needs to be someone who both will be exceptional at managing the work of our crucially needed first responders and helping move an agenda of progress.
I'm watching the time. I've got a few fun questions.
All right, here we go. Let's be fun.
When are you moving to Gracie Mansion?
Soon.
Have you ever ridden a city bike?
No.
Has the First Lady or Dante or Kiara that you know of?
To the best of my knowledge, no.
Have you communicated with Bloomberg since taking office?
No.
Is there a song that you have been listening to or that comes on, you know, in the car or when you're working out that just makes you want to turn it up?
There's been a lot lately, but now I have to figure out which one. I'm going to do a curveball here, but I have been thinking about it a lot lately. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner by Black Uhuru.
Do you want to hum any of that? I'm not familiar.
Well, no, we can actually get it for you and play it for you if you'd like.
I saw you have a huge record collection out in the closet out there.
Yeah.
How many records do you have?
It's not huge. It's like 200, something like that. But remember, I'm from another generation when that was all there was. I have original Beatles records there. Yeah, this is a real thing. So play. Now, if you're going to play Black Uhuru, though, get the live album. You have to help her. The studio version is not as good. The one I love is the live album. And it'll be perfect audio clip for your show. I want to recommend it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate
Pleasure
it.
Always.
That's Mayor Bill de Blasio speaking with WNYC's City Hall and Politics reporter Bridget Bergen.